AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Linda Kenyon. More Israeli hostages held by Hamas are expected to be released today. The BBC's Yolan Nell has the latest.
14 Israeli hostages, women and children, once again to be handed over by Hamas to the team from the International Committee of the Red Cross inside Gaza. They'll then be brought out to Egypt's Rafah crossing, handed over first to Egyptian officials and on to Israeli security officials who will be waiting for them there. Really, once those hostages are back in Israeli soil, that means we can expect the release of the Palestinian prisoners to gather pace.
13 Israeli women and children were released by Hamas yesterday in exchange for 39 Palestinians, mostly women and teenage boys, held in Israeli jails. That was humanitarian aid rolling into Gaza yesterday as the hostages were released. The second batch of hostages expected to be released in just a matter of hours. Ready, set, shop. CBS's Tom Foti reports.
Now we are into the real shopping season. Today we have
Small Business Saturday is an important kickoff to take the retailers from break even into positive profitability for the entire calendar year.
Retail analyst Bert Flickinger noting
the spending should be higher on Small Business Saturday and or Sunday of the weekend than it is on Black Friday, because so much of Black Friday's business is spent online.
And yet to come after kind of silent Sunday, Cyber Monday. Tom Foti, CBS News.
On this Thanksgiving holiday weekend, here's something to be thankful for. Airline cancellations are down, way down. CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports.
United Airlines tells CBS News it's flown more than 3.2 million people since last Friday, the most ever for the carrier during Thanksgiving, up 10% from last year, while experiencing its lowest cancel rate ever for the holiday period, just 0.16% of its total flight schedule.
FlightAware reports 377 flights were canceled in the full week leading up to Thanksgiving. Climate change protesters yesterday held a demonstration off the coast of Australia's New South Wales state to disrupt operations at the country's biggest coal export port. Alexa Stewart is with the climate activist group Rising Tide.
We are calling on the Albanese government to stop approving new coal and gas projects and to introduce a 75% tax on coal export profits that can fund the transition for workers and communities.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
There is a health secret, and with its far-reaching benefits for you and your family, Family Natural Foods in Wisconsin Rapids wants you to learn more about it. Save the date and join Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, on Tuesday, November 28th at 5:15 p.m. Find out how a special plant from India holds the secret support you need for your pain, immunity, heart health, your mental health, and so much more. Family Natural Foods is a long-time family-owned company and is passionate about helping you with your health. Coming in December, learn more about essential oils and how these small drops of oil pack so much healing power. Stay tuned for the date and time. Family Natural Foods invites you to learn about India's health secret in a plant and how it can help you and your family on Tuesday, November 28th at 5:15 p.m. Family Natural Foods, located at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. You can't miss us. We're here. And we're so happy that you are here, too. We have a very large listening audience. And we're very appreciative of you joining us every weekend. We'd like to share with you as much as we possibly can to improve the quality of your health and what you can do about it if you make the right choices. Remember, it's all choices. Good food, good choice. Bad food, unhealthy food, lots of carbohydrates, refined and processed foods, ultra-processed foods, sugar, bad choice, bad health. It's all up to us. No one can give us better health than we ourselves. Doctors cannot do it. Drug companies won't do it. They don't want to do it. Sick people are their best customers. So we have the responsibility to maintain our own health every day. Every day we make choices. Make better choices. How much are you doing now? What are you doing every day to be healthier? Are you adopting some of the suggestions and recommendations? And we have lots to share with you. We can be here for a long, long time. Not today, but long term. We'll be here for you for an hour, and we want to bring you the best information we can. So today our featured topic is saffron, the most expensive spice in the world. And then we're going to talk about a new study. You know, one of my favorite herbs is curcumin. And now we found through a study of many, many people that it can treat heartburn without side effects. So stay tuned for that, because some of the PPIs that are being used, like Prilosec and Nexium, increase dementia and Alzheimer's disease at a very high rate. Drugs always have serious side effects. Be careful. And what is the best time to do your exercise? Is it morning, night? What time of the day? And here's a nutrient that we haven't talked about very much, and maybe you're not familiar with it. It's called glutathione. And some new data that has just been gathered on how to treat long COVID. You know, we have had COVID. Many, many, many people have had COVID. And they're over the infection, but they're not over the side effects of COVID-19. Some have tremendous side effects. Extreme fatigue, tiredness, aches and pains, loss of hair, loss of taste and smell. And now dental health has always been associated with the health of your heart. Now it is linked to the health of your brain. And why? There are three reasons that people have painful feet. So we're going to spend a little bit of time on these topics today to help you understand more of how you can have better health and how we can do it together. So these are the things you want to make sure that you have available. Saffron, the most expensive spice in the world. Each saffron, each flower, produces three threads called stigmas. It takes 1,000 flowers to produce just 1 ounce of the spice saffron. And why do they do it? Why do they just forget about it? Well, because it's a very powerful medicine. Not just a spice, but a medicine. And it is as effective as Prozac for treating depression. And it reduces depression by 47%. Very powerful. Modulations of serotonin and reduces inflammation of the brain. I'm going to say that just again. because saffron is such a wonderful spice, but a most powerful medicine. Very, very safe. No known side effects. And we know all of the side effects with Prozac. And we have learned through scientific studies that saffron is as effective as Prozac in the treatment of depression. How good? Well, it reduces depression by 47%. And it modulates serotonin and reduces inflammation of the brain. So it's ideal for the nervous system disorders. All kinds of nervous system disorders, like depression, anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD, loss of memory, mental function, Alzheimer's disease, and used as prevention as well as treatment. Schizophrenia, Parkinson's disease, brain injuries, post-stroke recovery. It is a tremendous benefit for many nervous system disorders, neurological disorders. And now some recent studies based on a recent survey, 68% of Americans struggle with sleep at least once a week. In previously published studies, saffron was found to be as effective at relieving mild to moderate depression. And the researchers noted that those subjects that were surveyed also reported a large improvement in the quality of their sleep and getting to sleep in a shorter period of time. Now, for our new study, 55 otherwise healthy adults not diagnosed with depression who reported sleep problems only took either saffron extract or a placebo for 28 days. The result of this study, within the first week, less than 7 days, subjects taking saffron saw significant improvement in their sleep with no significant adverse effects reported, no side effects. Saffron is very, very safe, and you'll not have any reported side effects. There are other really great benefits from using saffron. In many clinical studies, saffron extract reduced snacking and emotional eating, binging, and improved increased weight loss. In a study of mildly overweight women, twice daily saffron was used and found to decrease snacking by 55% versus those on a placebo. Now, they found also a very interesting relationship between saffron and curcumin. Made it an excellent combination, both having very similar health benefits. A 12-week study in patients with depression, a combination of saffron and curcumin significantly reduced the symptoms of depression, especially for patients with atypical depression, and 43% reduction in symptoms. Now, this is just a good feel combination. Because once you decrease depression, your whole mood lifts up. and you feel so much better. So even if you are mildly depressed, or if you have anxiety, or you just have a bad mood, taking a combination of saffron and curcumin was the answer to reducing the symptoms of depression and anxiety by 43%. So how do you use saffron? And what kind of dosage should you use? And how often should you use it? Well, these are some of the answers we came up with after looking at all the studies on the combination of saffron and curcumin. The dosage, when you take a combination of saffron and curcumin in a blend, so the two are together, 265 milligrams of the combination, the blend, clinically improved dosage levels daily. And there are no significant adverse effects or side effects. Now, the benefits of this combination for mood, elevated your mood, reduced depression, reduced anxiety, was 2 weeks or less. But choose carefully, because now saffron has become frequently faked or otherwise adulterated with less expensive, similar looking saffron, because it is so expensive. Purveyors of supplements are looking for ways to lower the price. And the one way is, most assured way to lower the price is to cheat. Saffron is expensive, but you can find lesser expensive saffron because they fake it. They're adulterated. It's not a true source of saffron. What they do is they take turmeric, paprika, and beet. And they put these together and they sell them off as saffron. Or they even use synthetic saffron, a substitute for the real thing. Look, friends, if you think you're going to save money and better your health, it's not going to work. You have to pay the price. If you want results, use good products. Use good quality products. Products that are the real deal, the real thing. Even if you save 10, 20, 30% and you got a fake pill, you didn't save very much money. Saving 30%, 20%, or 10% doesn't give you any results. You still spent a lot of money for nothing. So choose wisely. Get good answers from your health food stores as to what you should use as a combination of saffron and curcumin. They're there to help you. They're there to give you good advice. They know what they buy. They can see through a fake product. They can more than likely find if it's adulterated or not. And most good health food stores will carry really high quality brands. Their livelihood depends on it. Their reputation depends on it. But when you buy stuff online that's crap, nobody's there to protect you. Amazon doesn't test those products. They don't know what they're selling. They don't know what they're carrying. If it sells, they carry it. The only thing Amazon has a problem with is the claims made for a product. You can't sell products for cancer. I agree. But they don't care what product quality they sell. You can buy absolute junk on Amazon. And we have proven it by buying products off Amazon and testing them, and they were not the real thing. They were not the real deal. So don't waste any of your money. And if you want results, pay the price. Now, we just talked about curcumin and saffron. I have another brand new study just out. You know, we have a way to have these brand new studies automatically sent to us for our review. A lot of the studies we don't have an interest in because it doesn't pertain to a large population of people. The studies were very poorly conducted. There are studies out there that have been done on 4 people. That doesn't give you any real indication as to how it would work on a majority of people, or the study was 5 days. And if you have a study for 5 days, there's too many flaws in the study. But here's a brand new study on curcumin to treat heartburn and acid indigestion. Curcumin for indigestion. Now, we know from other studies based on the saffron and curcumin that it lowers depression, anxiety, and makes people just have a much better mood. And now curcumin. Curcumin is what the Indians call the all-in-one solution, meaning that it almost takes care of everything. It's pretty much a do-all thing. Now, curcumin has been proven to be as effective as Prilosec or Nexium at reducing digestive symptoms and indigestion. And here's the study results. The researchers divided 206 people with chronic indigestion into 3 groups. One group was treated with curcumin. One group was treated with Prilosec. The third group was treated with curcumin plus Prilosec. Symptoms experienced including heartburn, bloating, burping, belching, and nausea. The results of this study. Curcumin and the combination of curcumin and Prilosec were equally as effective at reducing symptoms as the drug by itself. The participants gave the highest satisfaction score to just using and treating their indigestion with curcumin. Although it was not significantly statistically different from the drug score, but it was equally as effective as the drug. And we know that Prilosec and Nexium have many side effects, and they cancel out all your acid in the stomach. Now, we need acid in the stomach. We can't break down any minerals like calcium, magnesium, iron. We can't break down proteins like meat, fish, or dairy into the amino acids that we require. They're essential amino acids. We can't break down our food. And if we can't break down our food, and if it is somehow able to get through the lining of the digestive tract into the bloodstream, it's a foreign protein. It's not what it was supposed to be to get through the bloodstream, into the bloodstream. So it's really reviewed by the body as a foreign protein, because the body has never seen it before. And then it is thought of as an allergy, because they're foreign proteins. Now, curcumin can almost solve every health problem you can imagine. After 28,000 studies published on curcumin and turmeric. Now, there's a huge difference between curcumin and turmeric. Turmeric is the plant, and curcumin is a key compound found only in the root of turmeric. But it's only available in the root at 2 to 4% of the root. And the best medicine from curcumin is when it is concentrated and saturated up to 95%, not 2%, 95%. That is a medicine. Now, 28,000 studies have proven something. And it almost includes affecting every known target in the body, every known pathway in the body. The only other herb that comes even remotely close to curcumin is andrographis. Andrographis and curcumin would be my recommendation to give you the best health imaginable, the best health possible. You may want to take other things too as well. But curcumin and andrographis together will target every known pathway, every known target for good health. No side effects of either one. There are no adverse effects, no side effects from curcumin and andrographis. Now, there are many combinations and conditions shown to benefit from curcumin, which includes every kind of cancer known today. Inflammatory gut conditions and digestive diseases, dementia and Alzheimer's disease, metabolic syndrome, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity, skin diseases like eczema or eczema, all kinds of skin conditions, also including psoriasis, joint disease, arthritis, autoimmune conditions, asthma and allergies, heart disease. I could go on and on and on to cover every known health condition. Curcumin has an effect on it, and it is one of the best, along with andrographis, to treat every form of cancer. For the best results, you have to have the highest quality, first of all, the most absorbable form of curcumin, and make sure that you get a right dosage and use it for a long period of time. I'm going to use curcumin and andrographis for the rest of my life. Now, for the best benefits, take 750 milligrams of curcumin extract, and it's standardized for 500 milligrams of the three curcuminoids found in curcumin. And in order for it to be absorbed more effectively, make sure that your curcumin is blended with turmeric essential oils. The essential oils increases the absorption by 700%. It has a tremendous effect on all the pathways, all the targets, to maintain the health of those targets. It has a great effect. In India, they use it every day. It's almost in every dish they make. They hold it so sacred that they have curcumin hanging in the kitchen as a good luck charm. They give it to married couples in a bouquet, like flowers, because they want them to start off their marriage in good health, good prosperity, good luck. They even baptize their children when they're born with curcumin. It affects every known pathway at every level of those pathways, all simultaneously. It's like taking every known medicine there is, because most medicines only target a few pathways or a few enzymes or a few targets. Curcumin and andrographis approach every target, every pathway for better results. This is an amazing plant that can treat every kind of cancer, every kind of indigestive disease, dementia, metabolic syndrome, skin diseases, joint disease, autoimmune disease, heart disease. You can go on and on and on. And I'm going to pause here for just a moment because I have to take a little break here at the bottom of the hour. Gives time for the station to identify itself and to play some commercials. But I'm going to be right back, and I've got a lot more coming your way. So stay with us. I'll be right back. This is Terry Naturally, Terry Talks Nutrition. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally, Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here until the top of the hour. Wow, if you just missed this last half hour, wow, what dynamite products, what dynamite ingredients. But it's not me that is dynamite. It's the solutions that I'm speaking of and the studies that I'm helping to translate to your best health. It's the ingredients that's going to give you superior health. I'm only a carrier of the news to bring you news that you can use for better health. If you're not taking curcumin, you're missing the boat. If you're not taking andrographis, you've also missed the boat. Those two are dynamite for your health. They're going to give you explosive health in a short period of time. Now, what time of the day should you exercise? Some like to do it early in the morning. I've read articles where some people get up at 4 in the morning to work out for an hour. Some people like to do it at the end of the day. What time do you do? Oh, maybe you don't even do any exercise. Come on. Get off your butt. Start doing something. Just walking. Jumping rope. Swimming. Biking. You got to move. If you don't move, you know, if you snooze, you lose, right? Same thing with exercise. So does the time of the day matter for exercising? Well, there have been many studies that have already established that exercise reduces the risk of diabetes. There are so many benefits from exercising. But also remember that food is your best medicine, and probably your health depends on your food, not just exercise. You can't out-exercise a bad diet. You can't out-swim a bad diet. You can't out-bike a bad diet. Put the two together, and you've got a solution. Now, here's a new study involving over 90,000 adults where researchers looked at whether what time of day a person is active and what kind of difference does it make in reducing the risk of diabetes. So the study subjects wore fitness trackers for 7 years. 90,000 adults, 7-year study. And they were sorted into groups based on when they were most active, morning, afternoon, or evening. And the results of this study, the subjects who were most active in the morning or afternoon had a 10% reduced risk of diabetes. No risk reduction was found for people active in the evening. So exercise in the morning or mid-afternoon. But always keep in mind, vigorous exercise at any time of day was equally effective at reducing diabetes risk. So overall, physical activity reduces diabetes risk no matter what time of day it happens to occur in. It just means you need to exercise. Don't worry when you do it. Do it when you want to, but make sure you want to. Make sure you do some exercise every day, at least 3 or 4 times a week, at least. So get up and walk in the morning. Go swimming in the afternoon. Biking, you can't do all of them, I know that. But choose whatever you choose to do to be more active, to move, to get your body active, any time of the day is going to be productive. Now, I remember when I opened up the program, I suggested we would talk about glutathione. It's spelled G-L-U-T, glutathione, T-H-I-O-N-E. G-L-U-T-A-T-H-I-O-N-E. Glutathione is the most powerful antioxidant of the body. It's the most powerful detoxifier of the body. It does make it in the body itself. But you can also take a supplement of glutathione. And I'm sure after what I have to share with you on glutathione, you may want to take it every day. And here's another research study I just came across. Does it work for brighter skin? Oh, ladies love brighter skin. And many websites are claiming that injected glutathione will lighten the skin, making it look younger and healthier. But these shots can be very expensive. $30 to $160 a shot. And are not without side effects, including nausea, skin rash and itching, and stomach upset. Long term and in high doses, the injected glutathione may cause kidney failure or blood poisoning. Now, here is a safer way. Oral ingested glutathione as a supplement does not have these adverse effects. In a 12-week study versus placebo, the subjects receiving oral ingested glutathione experienced a reduction in melanin, which causes age spots, reduction in wrinkles, increased skin elasticity, and no side effects, and without adverse effects. Very, very effective to improve the quality of your skin. But it has so many more benefits. But we're just featuring this last study on brighter skin, healthier skin, less skin diseases. But it has so many benefits because it is the major, major antioxidant, anti-detoxifier of the body. And it has huge, huge benefits. So now the most desirable active form of glutathione is referred to as reduced glutathione. This is the form. And in this form, glutathione can neutralize free radicals and provide all health benefits of glutathione. French researchers have patented a stable oral glutathione that dissolves in the mouth. It's not beneficial if you swallow it. Because if you swallow it, the digestive juices will neutralize it and destroy it. When it dissolves in the mouth, the glutathione is absorbed in the buccal cavities of the body, of the mouth rather, and absorbed systemically from the mouth. So it is shown in clinical research to increase glutathione ratios, active versus inactive, by over 230% over unprotected, meaning swallowing it, glutathione. The best dosage, 300 milligrams twice daily. And off the subject of the skin, people with neurological disorders like Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, many of these very tough health crises that have no known drug benefit, glutathione is very powerful in helping to improve these conditions. Now, I guess about a month or two ago, I talked about long COVID, the side effects that hang on for a long period of time. There is no current infection. You could say that COVID is cured. But the treatment and the infection leave serious side effects. And that's what is called the long COVID, because it hangs on for so long after COVID is no longer active. No active infection. And millions of people, millions of Americans, have what is called long COVID, because it hangs on for a long time. The new data from a national health survey of over 27,000 adults reports that 7% of Americans have had some form of long COVID. And at the time of the survey, almost 4% were still experiencing symptoms. And unfortunately, women are more likely than men to report long COVID. And it's the most common in the ages of 35 to 49. And we're most likely about 10% of that group to ever and still have long COVID is about 5%. Long COVID refers to symptoms that linger on long after the initial infection. The infection is not active, but it leaves these symptoms, including fatigue, major fatigue, and actually fatigue that gets worse after physical or mental activity, brain fog, can't think straight, can't remember things. They're confused easily. They can't concentrate. The brain is just wiped out. Common dizziness, many digestive complaints, GI symptoms, loss of smell or taste, chronic cough, and shortness of breath. Now, there are three very, very powerful recovery tips. Three tips that can help you overcome what is known as long COVID. Now, to increase energy, because fatigue was one of the most common complaints. I did fail to mention, too, loss of hair, especially in women. Their hair is coming out by the fistful. And doctor, an expert in alternative medicine, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, suggests red ginseng to overcome fatigue, to increase the energy level. In a study of people with chronic fatigue, those who benefited from red ginseng had a 67% increase in their energy levels and over a 70% reduction of loss of energy and increased stamina. Increased stamina over 70%, increased energy by over 67%. And another common complaint is still the lung and upper respiratory tract health. Many people died of respiratory conditions. And Boswellia studied in a 1 month clinical trial, 84% of the subjects with long COVID treated with nutritional supplements, including Boswellia, zinc, quercetin, vitamin D, had improvement in their symptoms, which included reduction of cough and shortness of breath. Hair loss, a major problem. I've seen some women cry. They have lost so much hair and they found no way to stop it. There are Japanese studies that have been done very well with those people that are receiving chemotherapy, and that always a major side effect of chemotherapy is loss of hair. They found that millet seed extract, M-I-L-L-E-T, millet, bird seed, you might say, if you've ever fed birds, a combination of seeds, millet seed is always part of that combination. But a compound in millet seed, in the millet seed oil, stimulates hair cell growth and regeneration, shown in a clinical study to accelerate the regrowth of hair lost to cancer chemotherapy treatments. Very, very good studies that have reported the benefits of millet seed extract for regrowth of hair due to cancer chemotherapy treatments and long COVID. Now, we know that if we have a lot of bacteria in our mouth, considering dental health, if those forms of bacteria in our mouth enter the bloodstream due to pockets, a reduction of gum lines, cavities, or whatever you might have, that bacteria generally affects the heart. And most major heart diseases are caused by the combination of bacteria in our mouth. Now they are forecasting dental health as a major link to brain health. Dental health is linked to overall health. You can't imagine how important your mouth is to your health. Very poor dental hygiene has been linked to many, many chronic diseases, including heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and early death. Studies have shown that periodontal disease, swollen inflamed gums, cavities, increase the risk of heart disease by 25%. A recent scientific study looked at 47 previously published studies, 47 studies on dementia, and found that inflammation of the mouth, tooth loss, bone loss around the teeth increased dementia risk by about 20%. Now, an easy answer to your teeth and your mental health: vitamin D, like dog, vitamin D3. People with high levels of vitamin D3 are 40% less likely to develop Alzheimer's disease or dementia. You know, research with the drug companies, they're looking at something specifically working on the brain. Well, there are many other health conditions that affect our brain. So people with high levels of vitamin D are 40% less likely to develop Alzheimer's disease or dementia. And vitamin D treats many, many conditions in the body. Or said another way, a 2014 study found that people with low levels of vitamin D3 are 53% more likely to develop dementia. And those who are severely deficient have an incredible 125% increased risk of dementia. Are you taking your vitamin D3? I would definitely recommend that you have your doctor, or you go to a clinic, or you can even do a blood spot test through a laboratory that'll give you an idea of what your vitamin D3 level is. Now, most doctors want it at 30 nanograms per deciliter of blood. All the alternative physicians like to see it over 50, maybe 60 or 70, even 80. So just because you take vitamin D3, you're not protected. It's so critical. And I know people who have taken 5,000 and 10,000 units of vitamin D and had very little levels of active vitamin D3 in the body. After they've had it tested, they increased their levels of vitamin D3 to 15 and 20,000 units. And that's about how much we make internally by allowing our body, subjected to the sun, for about 20 minutes. We are then having a increased level of vitamin D3 by 20,000 units. I would definitely have it checked. Ask your doctor. I wouldn't necessarily listen to your doctor about 30% being good, 30 nanograms per deciliter of blood as a good marker. It's got to be 60 to 80. Get it up there. There are no known side effects. And a national survey of over 6,000 adults found that having high levels of vitamin D3, and I say D3 because D2, another source, is not nearly as active. It's 50% less active. It's more of the synthetic form. Vitamin D3 is exactly what your body makes when you have sunshine reflecting off the skin and the cholesterol under the skin, because if you're taking drugs to reduce cholesterol, or if you are African-American with dark skin, you're not going to make as much vitamin D3 as you would need necessarily. And vitamin D3 reduced the risk of gum disease by 20%. While a large study of postmenopausal women found that having adequate vitamin D3 levels reduced the risk of dental disease by over 30%. So how much vitamin D, huh? Some experts estimated up to 100% of older adults in the United States have very low vitamin D3 levels, if not outright vitamin D deficiencies. Experts recommend 5,000 units per day of vitamin D3, which is the animal form of vitamin D. Humans are animals. And sometimes they act like animals. The vitamin D2 is from plants, and it's not the form that is readily absorbed in the body, and it's about half the effect as vitamin D3. So researchers compared supplemental vitamin D3 and D2, 600 units in each group, or a placebo in 335 women during two consecutive winters. And from this study, the results were that the placebo group saw a 25% decreased levels of vitamin D. Vitamin D2, that's a plant source, more likely like synthetic source, had a 34% increase in vitamin D. Vitamin D3 comes from an animal. Had a 75% increase in vitamin D3. More than twice the level. But for sure, vitamin D3 was twice as effective at increasing vitamin D levels than other sources. So get a good vitamin D3 source, animal source preferably, that you would want. And vitamin D3 is like curcumin. It works on every known health condition. Now you've got some real things to think about from today. What do you think about? Curcumin, known to treat every health condition imaginable. Andrographis, the same. If you don't know what to take, absolutely, I would take curcumin and andrographis. I take a form of curcumin called BCM95. B, boy, C, Charlie. M like Mary. BCM95. It's my choice because it has the highest ability of absorption. And there are 85 studies just on this form of curcumin. Andrographis, standardized at about 20%. And therefore, the active key compound in andrographis is andrographolides. That's 80 milligrams per dosage of andrographolides. So those two, about 750 milligrams of curcumin, BCM95, andrographis, standardized at 20%, so therefore out of a 400 milligram dosage, yields 80 milligrams of the andrographolides, and taken twice daily, two of the curcumin dosages, two of the andrographis dosages per day. And your health will essentially get better over the next few months. I wouldn't do without it. Not at all. And with that, my friends, I'm all out of time. I've got to run. But I want you to know that I'm going to be here every week, same time, same station. Join me, please. I think all the information I bring you can better your health. I guarantee it'll better your health if you do it right. And with that, my friends, say a prayer for this crazy, crazy world. God bless you. And God bless this great country.
There is a health secret, and with its far-reaching benefits for you and your family, Family Natural Foods in Wisconsin Rapids wants you to learn more about it. Save the date and join Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, on Tuesday, November 28th at 5:15 p.m. Find out how a special plant from India holds the secret support you need for your pain, immunity, heart health, your mental health, and so much more. Family Natural Foods is a long-time family family-owned company and is passionate about helping you with your health. Coming in December, learn more about essential oils and how these small drops of oil pack so much healing power. Stay tuned for the date and time. Family Natural Foods invites you to learn about India's health secret in a plant and how it can help you and your family on Tuesday, November 28th at 5:15 p.m. Family Natural Foods, located at 910